Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Sirius XM Channel 158. Smart speakers. We got people listening on smart speakers. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined by super producer and host. He's not here in Atlanta with me. He's holding it down in a land far, far away, New York City. We're going to be rolling with you for the next 2 hours, but this is a four-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And so if you've been hanging out with us for the past 2 hours, thank you. If you're just tuning in, thank you as well. I'm just here to have a good time, have fun. That's it. It's sports. Sometimes it's serious. Most times it's not. First, thank you so much to Chris Lowe, ESPN senior writer, came through, discussed his conversations with both Kalen DeBoer, the new head coach of Alabama, and the former legendary head coach of Alabama, Nick Saban. He had a great article on ESPN that was published earlier today, and Chris Lowe had an opportunity to talk about the transition and really laid out from a first-person perspective, you know, from Nick Saban, why he decided to walk away, why he thought that the time was right, and a lot of it, to the shock of no one, is really partially because of the changing landscape of college athletics and the expectations of the players and what things might look like going forward. That factored in with his age. It was a nice formula to say, all right, I'm done. I am gone. Go ahead and check out that article from Chris Lowe. And thank you again for coming on air to discuss that. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app to take a listen to our conversation. We know Nick Saban is retiring. Bill Belichick hasn't indicated anything of the sort. It's actually been reported that Bill Belichick has been having conversations with television distributors. Is Bill Belichick going to join CBS? Is Bill Belichick going to join Fox? Is Bill Belichick going to join Peyton Manning at ESPN via Omaha Productions? We're going to find out sooner than later because Bill Belichick, as we all know, he's very chatty if you ask him the right questions outside of a media press conference. So we'll see what happens with Bill Belichick. We talked about Russell Wilson, the fact that the Denver Broncos are now allowing him to begin conversations with potential suitors, even though free agency is not underway. Typically, this could be considered tampering. We all know that they don't want Russell, and Russell at this point doesn't want them. And so at least he can get a head start on what his next destination might be, even though free agency doesn't start until March 13th. What a terrible contract that is. $252 million, $85 million in dead money just for the man not to play. And then we talked about Zion Williamson, who also has a ridiculous contract, almost $200 million over 5 years. And Zion is one Twinkie away from, I don't even want to say the bench, from his couch. So it's dangerous. And with all this money that gets thrown around to professional athletes, tonight, specifically for our top six list, I wanted to take a look at some of the worst contracts that have ever been given out in the world of sports. Yeah, we know someone like Shohei Ohtani just got $700 million that, all things considered, will be paid out over the next 20 years. That's a big-time deal. Time will tell if that's going to be one of the worst contracts in sports. I know the Dodgers certainly don't hope so, but there have been other athletes that have come, that have gone, and if there was a chance to rewrite history, I think the teams that have paid them may have wanted to do the opposite. Wink, wink, Russell Wilson. I don't know. Maybe there's another quarterback. Wink, wink, Deshaun Watson. You might regret his deal. We're going to find out sooner than later. But the names I'm about to share with you, doesn't matter the sport, these guys, maybe a woman. Well, no, there's no women on this list. Sorry. These guys, their contracts, some of the worst ever. Where's the fancy top six music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. There's a lot of money being thrown around in the world of sports. A lot of big names, a lot of big contracts. Russell Wilson now is going to go down as one of the worst trades and one of the worst contracts the NFL has ever seen. They want to get rid of him. And they are. They have. They will. Let's talk about some other contracts that have been given out all over the world of sports that have just, let's just say they have been disasters. So without wasting any damn time, it's time for a new top six list. The top six worst contracts that the sports world has ever seen. Thank you for the inspiration, Russell Wilson. What number are we starting with?
Number six.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Louisiana. I love LSU. I love Baton Rouge. I could be sitting at Chimes right now. Let's go to someone who was selected number one overall in the year 2007. You want to talk about one of the worst contracts that was ever given out to a professional athlete? I got Jamarcus Russell here at number six. Yes, the man came out of LSU. Big, tall, strong, big. Bigger, except for he was too damn big. How about this? Lane Kiffin? Yeah, Ole Miss at the time. Well, right now, Ole Miss at the time, Raiders. Lane Kiffin didn't want him. Jamarcus Russell didn't show up to training camp. He was trying to get his money, trying to get his deal. And that he did. A six-year deal, $68 million, $31 million guaranteed before he ever threw a pass. Well, it seems that he was much more interested in passing by your local Waffle House and Steakhouse and Krispy Kreme and every place imaginable than actually throwing a pass. Jamarcus Russell basically had no motivation and ate himself out of the NFL. This man's career only lasted three seasons, 18 touchdowns, 23 interceptions. This man was given the boot after the 2009 season. Now, Jamarcus Russell, if you ask him whether or not he was a bust, well, he sat down with the Pivot Podcast, and this is what he had to say.
When you look at it that way, I say I must have been the best to be the biggest, right? I'll say my didn't turn out how I wanted it to or not how they expected it to, you know, but if you're going to call me a bust, like you say, put the biggest on that.
I love it.
You're gonna say it, put the biggest on that. But that don't bother me, man. Like that shit is not in my world. In my world, I'm a. You feel me? That don't have it, don't apply in my. It don't apply in none of my family. It don't apply in none that we have going on. So, yeah, man, they can bust all they want. Like I tell them, I bust out and went to college. I bust out and bust some scenes out my. So, like it's cool, bro.
Did you win at life? Yeah, you got yourself $31 million guaranteed. Congratulations. But when it comes down to what people hoped and expected of you, yeah, you were a bust. You were a disappointment. Let's be real. You were a failure. It happens in life. People fail. It's a part of life. You failed. Ain't nobody thinking about you as an NFL draft bust and saying, oh, man, this guy's family is a bust. His mama is a bust. His brother is a bust. His auntie's a bust. His house, look at the house that he's living in. He's a bust. No, bro. It's not what anybody's talking about. It's just about you on a football field. You failed. I got him at number six on the list. Jamarcus Russell, one of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in the world of sports. What's the next number?
Number five.
Hey, this is a big bust too. He's big, except for he actually had success in the NFL when he wasn't stepping on people's heads. It's Albert Haynesworth. My apologies to everybody in D.C. and Maryland and Virginia. I know. What a reminder. You can go ahead and thank, guess who? Daniel Snyder. Because Albert Haynesworth, he had success when he was in Tennessee. This man was a multiple-time All-Pro. This guy was smacking quarterbacks. And then Daniel Snyder said, hey, come here. Come here. Come here. I got $100 million for you. I'm going to pay you over 7 years. The man only played 20 games in Washington. Couldn't stay healthy. Couldn't stay on the field. This was just a massive disaster for someone who you thought would be just a stalwart on the defensive line, and he was a stalwart in the trainer's room. Maybe the buffet as well. And speaking of busts, Albert Haynesworth, he spoke to the Formation podcast because this is what people do. They sit down and have podcasts. He talked about receiving this record deal from Washington. Listen.
My agent walked me out like, hey, I got this deal right here at Washington. I was just like, oh, okay. So let me talk to the coaches. So like, I talked to the coaches. And really, honestly, like, I wasn't about the money. He woke me up and was like, hey, Albert, I got you $100 million and $41 million guaranteed. I was like, oh, okay. Is that good? He said, what do you mean is that good? That's like the highest paid defense player ever. Yeah, that's great. It's $100 million. I said, well, you got like 41. Why don't you make it like a better looking number than 41 or something? He's like, you need to wake up. Like, you need to wake up. This is a great deal. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you want to take a deal? It's like, you think it's a great, you know, great deal. Okay, yeah. And then so next thing I know, boom, it's on ESPN or you know, all that stuff. And I mean, I'm still in my condo here in Nashville.
Sounds like Albert Haynesworth was keeping up with the times. Sounded real enthusiastic to be up in Washington and playing. Sounds like a guy who just took the money and had no idea what the hell he was getting into. Anyway, I understand that Albert Haynesworth has been dealing with some health issues, and all the best to him. Anyway, it doesn't change the fact that his contract, absolutely ridiculous. I got Albert Haynesworth number five. Worst sports contract ever. He's five. What is this number?
Number four.
This guy is one of the greatest athletes that we've seen. This man is one of the most talented baseball players ever. You could say he's top five baseball players ever. Except for this guy was so smug. This guy was so disliked. This guy cheated and lied that even though he's having success in the business world and now he owns a piece of the Wolves, and it's Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, worst contract. The Texas Rangers gave him money, and then the Yankees said, no, hold on, we'll give you more money. By the time 2007 rolled around, the New York Yankees said, listen, man, you know the Rangers, you know, they gave you $252 million. And then you can opt out. How about we give you a 10-year deal, $275 million? Well, Alex Rodriguez helped the Yankees win a championship, right? That was nice. And then things fell apart from there. Alex Rodriguez ends up in documents. Alex Rodriguez is found out he failed drug tests. Alex Rodriguez, his body and his hip is betraying him. Alex Rodriguez is not playing baseball. The New York Yankees say, hey, you cheated. We don't want to pay you money. But this is the same Alex Rodriguez who sat on 60 Minutes and said, I never used drugs, until he admitted that he did. I will never forget this. This man just sat on TV, on CBS, and lied and lied and lied some more. Listen to this.
For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance enhancing substance?
No.
Have you ever been tempted to use any of those things?
No.
You never felt like this guy's doing it. Maybe I should look into this too. He's getting better numbers, playing better ball.
I've never felt overmatched on the baseball field. I've always been in a very strong, dominant position. And I felt that if I did my work since I was a rookie back in Seattle, I didn't have a problem competing at any level. So, no.
And then it came out, he cheated, and he apologized. And then the Yankees are like, give us our money back. This contract sucks. And he's trying to sue them. And then baseball's like, you're suspended. And he's suing baseball and the Yankees. And was Alex Rodriguez worth all of the trouble? I guess, right? One World Series. He helped the Yankees win that 2009 World Series. But that contract, let's hope. Well, Shohei Ohtani, nah, it's just a big, big dude. He's not doing anything. Of course not. Never that. Top six worst contracts in sports ever. A-Rod at 4. Let's keep it rolling.
Number three.
You want to talk about being a baseball player and beefing with the organization? You want to talk about being a baseball player and at least this guy, his body completely went to crap. Steven Strasburg. Yeah. This man helped Washington win the World Series in 2019. This man was the World Series MVP. He was rewarded with $245 million, a 7-year deal. Well, since then, guy hasn't been on a mound. He tries to come back. He hasn't made, I don't think, more than 7 starts. He's done. Rib muscles and back muscles and taking out bones and nerve damage in his arm and can't throw and can't do. The man is done. And now he's even been beefing with the team. The last I looked, I mean, we got to go to like wintertime. They were getting ready to announce a retirement for the guy. And then they said no. And they were going to have a press conference. And then they said no. And now they're trying to figure out how much money they get back. The guy's contract runs through 2026. The teams is trying to figure out what they can do. And it's just beef all over the place. A disaster. They might as well have given me the money. At least I'd have been healthy enough to kick the ball to home plate. They would have called it a balk. Anyway, after this man signed the contract, after he was World Series MVP, after he got paid $245 million to basically never pitch again, he told everybody, hey, I'm happy to be here with the Nationals, and now they hate each other.
The Nationals were there from the beginning. I became a father, became a husband. As a National, I've grown with this organization, and it's become home to me.
Oh, yeah. It just sucks. The man was never able to go out there and throw. Sad. At least they won a World Series, right? The stadium is nice on K Street. I like it over there. Anyway, one of the worst contracts ever. 7 years, $245 million. Nuts. Steven Strasburg, I got him at number three on my list. Worst contracts. Who's the next number?
Number two.
This guy is a complete nut. I can't even listen to his, what do you call these things? I can't listen to his podcast because he says wild things. And what a shock, because this guy thought it was okay to bring guns to a locker room in Washington, D.C., of all places. He might as well just paraded his guns outside of, I don't know, what is it, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's Gilbert Arenas. This man was done at 32 years old. Had to come up out the dirt out of Arizona's second round pick. Started with the Warriors and the Wizards. Became a 3-time All-Star. One of the best scorers in the league. He was taking these dumbass shots before we got some of these new guys taking dumb shots. Except for Gilbert Arenas, proved himself to actually be dumb. He made some dumb and stupid decisions. Washington gave him a 6-year, $60 million deal. And then he got hurt because of his knee. And then they gave him a bigger deal. 6 years, $111 million. And then after that, he was hurt again. And we all know about him keeping the guns in his locker room and Javaris Crittenden, who has his own issues, drawing guns because of gambling and arenas charged carrying with no license. He was suspended. And, man, the guy was out of the league by like 2012. They make all these jokes about the Shanghai Sharks. Well, he had to go play for the Shanghai Sharks before his body said no. 6 years, $111 million to be a complete idiot. Gilbert Arenas, he told Draymond Green about his contract. Listen to this.
Only played two games. Mr. Poland said, I don't care what they're saying. You did your job. Whatever you want, is I'm going to sign it. Whatever you want. I don't care what you want. I'm going to sign it. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the general manager said. So you're my guy. You lived up to yours. I'm going to live up to mine and sign me to the 111. Right? Mm-hmm. So he didn't listen to experts. He didn't listen to the general manager. He didn't listen to no doctor. He didn't care. So once he passed, I remember we're at the ceremony and Brendan Haywood was like, he looked at me and said, yeah, they're going to come. You better be on your best behavior. They're going to come after that contract. Man, I'm untouchable, man. They ain't doing nothing to me, right? No, he was right. I was wrong.
Maybe Gilbert isn't as dumb as I thought he was. Yeah, old man who knew nothing was giving him money, and he's smart enough to take it. My apologies, Gilbert Arenas. Still one of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got Gilbert Arenas at number two on my list. Who has the worst contract in the history of sports? I'm going to tell you about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much, Russell Wilson, for the inspiration. Because tonight, for our top six list, got my tongue, I'm sharing with you the top six worst sports contracts ever. I'm about to share with you number one. But before we do that, let me give you a quick recap on the names and the individuals who have already made the list. At number six, I gave you Jamarcus Russell. Yes, the former quarterback for the, at the time, Oakland Raiders, who basically was out of the league in like 3 years, but made himself $31 million, showed up late to camp, wasn't healthy, wasn't ready, squeezing every dollar and every cent out of him. And then besides his waistline and maybe his brain, it did not work. He was a little too late to camp. He was behind the eight ball. And number five, I gave you Albert Haynesworth. Daniel Snyder said, here, here's $100 million for 7 years. Albert Haynesworth said, okay, fine, let me show up. And he pretty much stopped working. And number four, I gave you a great ball player and a great liar, Alex Rodriguez. The Yankees said, hey, rip up your deal that you signed with Texas. It's $275 million. And then we all know that they won a World Series. And then they found out that he cheated. And then they tried to void his contract. And then he was falling apart. And then he was suspended. And then he tried to sue everybody. And now he's a part owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Works out when you have money, right? And number three, I gave you another baseball player. At least he won a World Series for Washington. His name is Steven Strasburg. He was the World Series MVP, and they rewarded him with $245 million over the next 7 years. Except for the guy has carpal tunnel and nerve damage and can't throw and has no feeling and has basically had seven starts over the past, I don't know, forever, since 2019. And then he was trying to retire, and then the team is just like, well, let's re-alter your contract, and it's just ugly. And number two, I gave you Gilbert Arenas, knee injuries, guns, $111 million. This is just a bad deal for Washington. Oh, I know, different era, different time. This is the same team that, different owners, by the way. They thought giving Jordan Poole was nice. Anyway, Gilbert Arenas is at number two. What can be worse than bringing guns to work while you're busted up with bad knees? What can be worse than that? Well, let me tell you, this is the number.
Number one.
If I want to think about the worst contract ever handed out in the history of professional sports, it's a contract that is basically, well, it is going to be paid until 2035. This player, this baseball player, retired in 2003. It's Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla played for the New York Mets. If I dare say, played for the New York Mets. And the New York Mets thought by signing Bobby Bonilla to a deal and then eating the money into the future that they were going to save money because they thought that they were going to make money hand over fist with Bernie Madoff. This is the Mets' old ownership with the Wilpons. Okay? Bobby Bonilla gets paid more than $1 million every July. And he has been paid this money since 2011 all the way up until 2035. Bobby Bonilla, I will repeat, he was done in 2003. He last played for the Mets in 1999. The Mets basically gave him the boot before the 2000 season, and they turned the remaining $6 million, they turned it into $30 million. Sucks. The new Mets owner, Steve Cohen, he ain't got no problem with money. He's not a penny-pinching real estate guy. This guy's hedge funds, making tons of money. He doesn't care. He has made this debt a joke. He basically talked about making a Bobby Bonilla Day for the New York Mets, celebrating it as a joke. This is what he told the Mets Up podcast when he joined the team. Or not actually joined him, bought him. Listen.
You know, I'm still thinking about Bobby Bonilla Day, if I can get him to,
you know. Now, what would that entail?
You know, I just go with my instincts and, you know, let's just have fun with it because it's become almost an iconic day. You know, it's become, you know, something that just became viral. And so why not just go with it and then make, you know, enjoy it and you know, make it fun.
Is Bobby on the same page with that? If he can make it, you know, if.
Yeah, I think Bobby is thinking about it and considering it. And I've had good conversations with him, so. We'll see.
It's only the Mets, and not this guy. This guy, people complain about him not spending money. He's like, yeah, I'm going to make a joke out of spending money. New York Mets at the time are like, this guy sucks. Eh, we don't want to buy him out of his contract. We'll pay him into the future. Pay him in interest, and he'll just go away. They're going to pay this man until he's 72 years old. I'm like, David, did Ricky Henderson ever officially finish? I mean, I thought Ricky Henderson have a better chance of getting a check, but Bobby Bonilla will be paid $1 million until he's 72 years old. Hickey, if the New York Mets legitimately ever parade him around City Field, would that be a joke or would that be an insult to the fans?
I would take it as a joke. I would have fun with it. Now that you have an owner that's willing to spend money and not cheap like the Wilpons, now I think celebrating it as a joke it's a lot funnier than it was, let's say, a decade ago.
No, well, if the Mets are having a good season, it'll be funny. The Mets suck at the time; it'll be terrible, pretty bad. Hey, Rich Ackerman, what are your thoughts on Bobby Bonilla Day?
I don't want it. I just think that it. You know what? Just let it go. Don't do anything. There's no point in bringing him back. It's not like he was a beloved Met. It only causes more pain.
Man, pain, pain, pain. Well, two contrasting opinions. Well, I don't think it'll actually happen. Maybe in the last year they'll bring him out and they'll have a joke about it, throw him in the booth for SNY, what have you. But, I mean, look, the biggest contract, the deferred contract we now have in sports, we know belongs to Shohei Ohtani. Just ridiculous that baseball even allows and has rules like this. You can sign a guy to a $700 million contract, and he can make $2 million per year over the next 10, and then they can just dump him the rest of the money in the next 10 years. That just sounds like a salary cap circumvention to me, but we know in baseball, there ain't no damn cap. Just wild stuff. I got Bobby Bonilla, number one on my list, when you talk about the worst sports contracts ever. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What athlete has the worst contract?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, we're talking about busts. That guy Charles Barkley, man, he earns every dollar, every penny, every cent. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about some of the biggest busts, some of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Forget busts. Most of the guys that are busts have terrible contracts. But, yeah, we're talking about contracts. Thank you, Russell Wilson, for the inspiration. I got Bobby Bonilla at number one on my list. If there is a terrible contract that you know, that you remember, that you recall, if there's an athlete who did not live up to the money, let us know who it is. 855-212-4CBS. I also need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tim. Tim is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you? I got your message. Thank you so much.
Hey, man. Everything's great on this end.
Good.
You and your family doing good?
Yes. I got a voice for now, so I'm doing great, and so are they. Yes. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to call and just tell you, the Bobby Bo, man, that was the worst ever. And they're still paying him.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep paying him. And where's this Bobby Bo been in the past 20 years? He's been nowhere. But guess what? He's getting paid $1 billion a year.
Yeah, not bad.
How can he beat that? So I agree 100%. The worst contract in any sport is Bobby Bo.
Look, it is 2024. They got to pay this man until 2035. Like, they're not done.
Yeah. $1 million a year.
Yeah. Wild stuff.
$1 million a year. Hey.
Yes.
I have noticed you have spoke a lot about Ricky Henderson. And I think.
About who?
Ricky Henderson.
Oh, I love Ricky Henderson. I love him.
Let me tell you something.
What?
And I told you this on a show one day.
Mm-hmm.
When he stole that last base, when he broke the record.
He took it.
And he picked up second base above his head.
Yeah.
I told you that was an iconic picture.
Oh, right, yeah. There. Yeah. One of the best I've ever seen in my life, Tim. Hey, listen, Tim, I got your message. I ain't had no voice. Stay tuned. I'm going to get back to you soon, okay? We're going to make it happen.
I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good night, my man. Thank you for calling.
You too, man.
All right, blessings. Thank you, Tim, for calling from Alabama. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the full top six list, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Jamarcus Russell. Number five, Albert Haynesworth. Number four, Alex Rodriguez. Number three, Steven Strasburg. Number two, Gilbert Arenas. Number one, Bobby Bonilla. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking some of the worst contracts ever. Michael is here from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Michael, you're live on the radio.
Oh, man. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah, okay. Man, I guess you had already brought up my idea, man. I was talking about Albert Haynesworth. That was one of the worst.
But yes, 7 years, 100.
Number five on the list.
Yes, 7 years, $100 million. Absolutely.
That was a record at the time, right?
I believe so. Highest paid money ever given out to a player, yes.
Yeah, crazy, man. Hey, well, thanks for taking the call, Jim. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Michael, for calling from Green Bay. Hey, great minds think alike. I guess he just tuned in. T is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, T.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on with you?
So I tuned in right when you was talking about the Jamarcus Bust or whatnot. And when I was thinking of Bust on a contract, I was thinking the Greg Oden. I feel like he got – I don't know what the total was on the contract, but I know he didn't live up to it.
Well, I mean, he only – as far as I know, well, as far as I know, this is accurate – he didn't get past no rookie deal. And so, I mean, you think about him and going number one, and you know Kevin Durant went right after him. Imagine if Kevin Durant ended up on the Blazers. What would the world be looking like, you know?
That's true. Yep.
Wild stuff. Well, thank you, T.
I appreciate it, man.
No doubt about it. That's here's the negative part. Like, Greg Oden just, he couldn't stay healthy. Like, his knees were just done. Ironically, about 2 years ago, I was on the campus of Ohio State, and I think Greg Oden was either studying or coaching. I think he might have been doing both, and his knees just could not live. Looking at Greg Oden's contract details right now. For a man who went number one overall in 2007, he made $24 million. Now, is that like one of the worst contracts ever? He's certainly a bust, but it's not like Greg Oden woke up and signed out of Ohio State. He had to get drafted. And that money is pretty much slotted. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are. Are you in like an empty room?
I'm out in the garage.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. It sounds.
I think when at first I thought about one of the worst trades that was ever up. Herschel Walker going to Minnesota, but on the other hand, the one of the worst contracts. Well, it depends what side you're on. Russell Wilson. I mean, he gets what, like $250 million, and he can kick back next year. He doesn't even have to work. I mean, it's guaranteed money. You know, it's bad for Denver. But, hell, that agent did him good.
Of course the money is good for the players. But overall, I'm thinking about this from a team perspective. The contracts, if you were paid to do something and you ain't do it. Hey, if you paid somebody to come clean up your garage and you paid them a crap ton of money to do it, and they did a shoddy job, man, you wouldn't be happy. And so, yeah.
Right, I would pay him after he cleaned it. And he did the job. If you do a shit,
Can't say that on the radio. Well, that's the difference between you with your garage and the NFL. And this is also the other element about having a union. Could you imagine a world where professional athletes had to show up and get paid for performance after the performance? Like, what would we get? It'll never happen because of unions. Like, hey, I got a contract. Me right here on CBS, I just show up and do my job, but I know what's going to happen. That's it. You don't have to go to contract. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there's some places that say, hey, you got to pay us before. There's some places that say, hey, you have to pay us half the money. There are places that say, hey, you're not going to waste our time. You got to give us something. Mostly people that are good at what they do can do that. 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is here from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. What's up?
All right. So I'm a diehard hockey fan, and I'm going to set the context really quickly. This guy was drafted the year that I was born, in the year of 2000. So we're going to set the context with that one. the New York Islanders decided to give a goaltender 13 years, $69.5 million by the name of Rick DiPietro. Now, he's still getting paid $1 million till 2028 or 2029. And he's also a commentator for the team. He's also making an extra $1 million.
Radio. He's on the radio.
Oh, yeah, radio. Sorry. I'm not an Islanders fan. I'm a diehard Bruins fan. I just know he works for the team. So he's making a milli worth the team and also from his contract. I think that's one of the craziest contracts I've ever seen in sports. If you give a goaltender $13 million. Nowadays, you can't even go over $8 million, 8 years because of the new CBA, because they said these long contracts ain't it. So that's my take, is that Rick DiPietro contract is one of the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, most certainly, Ryan. Yeah, he got hurt, and he's getting about $70 million over a 15-year deal that they signed him. And we know that they pretty much tried to adjust the entire salary structure as a result. Hey, Ryan, thank you for calling from Green Bay, man. Appreciate you.
Of course, man. Big watcher. I love the show, man.
Thank you. Shout-outs to everybody out in Wisconsin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you, Russell Wilson. One of the worst contracts that have ever been handed out in professional sports, flat and period. I got Bobby Bonilla at number one. If you have other names, any other ideas, call up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What professional athlete did not live up to his deal? I got an idea. I'm waiting to see what one guy does. He might be next on the list. We'll take more of your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mark Shanowski, along with one of the NBA's most popular analysts, Stacey King. We're inviting you to join us on the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
So join us every week here in the Hot Sauce Studios, where we'll be talking about basketball, football, MMA, entertainment, and unique viewpoints from a group of sports experts having a few brews. That's right. Listen up on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.